Welcome back. Curtis McGrath's journey is one of remarkable resilience and determination from the battlefield to Paralympic gold. Now, as an Australian Army combat engineer in Afghanistan, his life changed forever in 2012 when he stepped on an improvised explosive device. The blast resulted in the loss of his right leg above the knee and left leg below the knee. In what can only be described as an extraordinary display of courage, while still being evacuated on a stretcher, battling shock, blood loss, and excruciating pain, Curtis made a powerful declaration to his fellow soldiers. He would represent Australia at the Paralympic Games. True to his word, Curtis channeled his military discipline into rehabilitation. Within just 3 months of his injury, he was walking on prosthetic legs. Curtis's transition from soldier to elite athlete was remarkably swift. Less than 4 years after this devastating injury, he fulfilled his promise by winning gold at the 2016 Rio Paralympics in the men's KL2 event, Australia's first Paralympic gold medal in para canoe, and he won again in Tokyo in 2024. And a third consecutive gold medal was won at the Paris Paralympics. Now, his brother and his father and a crew of former Australian Army mates whom he had served with in Afghanistan and East Timor came to Paris to cheer him on. He said, "They were the ones carrying my stretcher and putting the tourniquets on and literally saving my life. And in the traumatic moment of that blast, they were with me and they are still supporting me today. It was very special to have them there." Today, Curtis continues to inspire others as a multiple Paralympic and World Championship gold medalist, one of the powerhouse legends helping to drive progress for the Brisbane Olympics, and as the author of Blood, Sweat and Steel, and as a motivational speaker. We thank him for his service and his inspiration.